Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And as per usual, we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As you guys know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you reintroduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Faraz Siddiqui, CEO of Boucher, and nice to be with you again, Elliot.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we just had a chat a little while ago downstairs, but we had such a good time that we said, hey, listen, that wasn't long enough.
I couldn't get enough of you.
Let's do part two right away. So I said, yeah, I don't know, let's do it.
Yeah.
So
Double down.
So my next question, because we were talking a lot about you and your personality and like your background here.
Yep.
Which we're still going to do because that's what the show is. But I want to talk a little bit about Boucher itself as an organization, and what does 25 years mean to the company?
Oh my God, it's just a destiny moment. You know, like it's definitely been such a purposeful journey.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely meant to be.
Yeah.
And I love that we brought a lot of good people with us along the way.
Right.
I mean, we're at Boucher, we're all about investing in our people.
Yeah.
And couldn't have done it without them.
Mm-hmm.
But just the relationships too,
yeah,
that we've built with the clients. Like a lot of our clients who, you know, we consider trusted partners, mm-hmm, we've been with them for decades, you know.
Yeah.
And it means the world to us because, you know, even though we started 25 years ago, our roots can be traced back to 7 generations.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely think it's a generational story.
Yeah.
And, you know, celebrating the Silver Jubilee for us, the 25th year.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to the next 25, you know, like, mm-hmm, really helping the next generation of leaders.
Yeah.
And I think what really means the most to me, though, is when I see our guys, mm-hmm, and girls in the field, you know, men and women who put in like, you know, 14 days straight.
Yeah.
And, you know, like our Boucher absolutes, like our philosophy is that everybody goes home safe.
Mm-hmm.
So just to see all the people who've been together working safely.
Yeah.
The projects we've completed. I think it's just something beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, like just humbled to be part of it.
That's
just
right.
A little bit. Yeah.
So although I think everybody knows the name Boucher, it's an organization in this town that does like amazing things, as we talked about before.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of like investment in the community and the people that live here. The services, I think some people may be surprised or may not even know about some of the service offerings that you guys have. So like, what does the company actually do?
Oh, great question, Elliot. Yeah. So I'm sure you've seen our trucks, you know, in the community and on sites, but we do civil contracting and facility services.
Okay.
So what does that mean?
Yeah.
Civil contracting really is our roads and grounds, maintenance,
okay,
fuel and lube. You know, we do light industrial civil projects as well.
Yeah.
That's definitely like our bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the facility services side, we do a lot of camp maintenance, facility maintenance, dorm projects.
Yeah.
For, you know, the biggest clients up here in Wood Buffalo.
Yeah.
And really excited about even, you know, expanding our footprint down south to Edmonton, the Alberta heartland, mm-hmm, continuing to do those two services. And I would definitely say they're integrated.
Yeah.
And I love that we're 100% Indigenous owned, so mm-hmm that, you know, you kind of get the best of both worlds. You get that ESG movement, which is ripe for the times.
Yeah.
But, you know, that spirit of excellence that is Boucher, from operational excellence to our safety excellence.
Yeah.
You know, we've had 4 years now of 1 million consecutive man hours recordable injury free. So we take a lot of pride in providing those services.
Yeah.
Operationally excellent, safe. Yeah. And the relationship, you know, yeah. like just, yeah. yeah.
In our last episode, you were talking about how you went to school outside of not just Alberta, but the country.
yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm just going to ask the question, like, why did you come back? Like, I know you came back because of love. I get that.
Yeah.
But what about Fort McMurray said, like, that's where I want to come back to?
Great question. I think it was to make an impact.
Okay.
You know, yeah. And
great answer.
I find like in life, if you follow your heart,
yeah,
it never leads you astray.
Yeah.
So there's like that small, like inner voice.
Yeah.
Always listen to it.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't make sense sometimes. Yeah. It's almost like The Alchemist, you know, like, I don't know if I'm a bit of a book nerd,
but it's
a great book and you kind of end up back where you started.
Yeah.
It's about the journey. Okay. So it was all the life experiences that I had along the way.
That's right.
In finance, operations, business development, risk, legal, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But it was really the cultures, the people.
Yeah.
I just feel real synergy like at this point in my life. I retired when I was 39, to be honest.
That's right.
Cashed out, you know, and then sat in Hawaii for a bit with my wife and Hina, who I love dearly, and our three children.
Out.
Yeah,
she's
an amazing woman in her own. I'm just the the other half to her. But just sitting there and then reconnected with Nicole, and got the opportunity to support Boucher, and it was really our values, like the caring, inspiring, delivering.
Yeah.
But I would definitely say that impact one.
Yeah.
Like Boucher makes an impact.
Yeah.
You know, not just in our community, but it's almost like a nation building exercise of Indigenous business excellence.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of the same. I'm a work in progress. Like, I have lots of faults. You can ask my wife, Hina.
Yeah.
But, it's really like I'm a work in progress.
Yeah.
We take stock of our roots from 25 years ago.
Right.
But we're all about progress. Like, we're a very progressive contractor.
Mm-hmm.
We always want to do better.
Yeah.
And that's usually what we ask.
Yeah.
Like, how can we make things better?
There we go.
So I like the growth side because, they say, like, why do you grow? Mm-hmm. It's really so you can serve more.
That's right.
And I feel a fit back here. And the heart never comes back to the heart.
There you go.
Never leads you astray.
There you go.
Listen to your heart. Follow your heart.
And on that note, we're going to throw it to a quick ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
And we're back. Okay, let's talk about books for a second. So you just listed a great book. Like, I love that book. And I was not expecting it to end how it is. No spoilers. I won't spoil it. That's a phenomenal book, though.
Yeah.
So, like, what kind of books do you like to read? What kind of books do you like to read?
Oh, you know what? I love learning. So,
okay.
I like reading a lot of nonfiction.
Okay.
But sometimes I get led to the fiction route as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. The most recent ones that I really loved were like Grit by Angela Duckworth that talks about like passion and perseverance, being gritty. Love the five, like all the John Maxwell series.
Yeah. Great writer.
Love going to Tony Robbins, seeing him in person.
Oh,
that
very
is thing.
Cool.
Very, like, sometimes you need that little pep in your step.
That's
so,
right. That's right.
He's great for that.
Yeah.
I'm avid. I love Brené Brown too. Like, I love Choosing Courage Over Comfort.
Yeah.
Like, she has some really practical teachings.
Mm-hmm.
I love Einstein.
Yeah.
And not for like, not for the scientific reasons, but
right.
I love where he says like, creativity is intelligence having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's what work should be too. Like, it should be a place where everyone feels safe. Yeah. And that's what I love about Boucher. Like, everyone feels psychologically safe, physically safe.
Yeah.
And then you create the conditions for people to have fun. Because,
life
doesn't need to be so serious.
Yeah.
You got to have fun when you're working. So, yeah, those are a couple of the books, yeah.
If you had to pick a favorite one, I'll share my favorite ones afterwards. But if you had to have three, what are your top three?
top three, definitely Think Like a Monk, Jay Shetty.
Okay.
I've
seen a bunch of his podcasts. I've never read any of his books.
An amazing book, really. Yeah. You know, creates that center of gravity, balance, equanimity, he calls it.
Yeah.
And then really you learn like the difference between the big me and the little me.
Yeah.
And like the big me is consciousness, love, like detachment.
Yeah.
Really go with the flow.
Right.
Help others, generosity.
Yeah.
And I know we all know this, but it anchors me back in that. definitely Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Yep. Okay.
Another classic. I'm kind of... like
yeah no
I'm ancient I like yeah. the ancient ones
okay
and then for a third one, you know, probably The Happiness Equation.
Okay,
that's a great book.
Yeah,
just practic Neil Pryka, I believe, wrote it.
Yeah.
Just great, because I find like
you're good with the author's names. Unbelievable. Jeez,
I got lucky.
Who wrote The Cat in the Hat?
I got lucky, but you know, like, I think the creator is feeding me these while I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
But, just great books. I also saw him in person. So nice. I actually like meeting the authors.
Yeah.
Because, and hearing, like, their backstories.
Right.
But, yeah, they're all, you know, the takeaway, I met Neil, and when I asked him, I don't know if he remembers me, he was at the U of A, but, you know, I asked him, you know, what is happiness?
Yeah.
And I love what he said. He's like, for us, like, happiness is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a choice you make every day. And I've heard that, like, you know, it's the C between B and D, like your choice between birth and death.
That's right.
So, So, I mean, I always learn things from great
Those are
people.
Great books, man.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Like, I'm going to check out the first one that you listed off, because I've been watching a lot of his podcasts lately, and they're so good.
Yeah.
Mine are, and I don't know any of the author's names, so there's that. one of them is The Like Switch.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The Light Switch is such an impactful book for me, just in regards to, like, reading people and having conversations, like,
absolutely
unbelievable. And these are in no particular order. Second place is Malcolm X's biography, just unbelievable human being in regards to his growth. And I loved how he was one thing, and then he flipped the script.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, very easily he could have just went with, like, listen, I'm in the Nation of Islam and it's all white, or it's all black, no white. And then all of a sudden he goes overseas and then he comes back and he's able to say at the peak of his fame, I was wrong.
Right.
And my beliefs, and like people don't, like so many people don't do that. Like
100%.
You're going to die on the hill you're on, especially when you reach that amount of fame.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody to just be like, you know what? To like go against the grain of what he built, like, and he's done that in his autobiography three different times in his life, to just grow and change and unapologetically, and just that's my favorite part about the book. Not so much of what he did, but man, people just that's admirable to me.
100%.
And then I'm gonna throw one fun one in there. It's by, I do know the author of this one, Tucker Max. I hope they serve.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Only books
ever. Yeah, that one. But yeah, meeting the author is really cool.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Like, I got to go to a conference one time where I got to meet Sidney Poitier.
Oh, wow.
And I had read his book just before, randomly, and I didn't know he was going to be at the conference.
Right.
And then I got to meet him afterwards and like, ask him questions about the book, and I was just like, and it was an autobiography. It was just like, it's fascinating.
Oh, 100%. It's like that human experience.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, you know, we talk about all of our successes.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, there was a lot of headwinds. Like, mm-hmm. this last decade, like, we had a wildfire.
That's right.
And I definitely want to be sensitive about this. You know, like, we had a wildfire. We had a pandemic.
Yeah.
We had, like, record high inflation.
Yeah,
and, like, flood and, like, the supply chain disruptions. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, you can always look at things as, you know, like pits or like setups for success.
That's right.
And
that's right.
The resiliency, you know, like, and I think these authors kind of are, you know, they give you that human spirit, that connection, you know, and then when you get to meet them.
That's right.
You know, but I see a lot of parallels to that in business, you know.
Yeah. It's all about positivity for me. Like, and I'm working on this kid's book right now.
Yeah.
Based on like a story that of me and my son.
Yeah.
But like every day, like I'm blessed, and I'm truly am blessed. And I don't take it for granted for a second.
Yep.
But I get to drop my son to school every day, and I get to pick him up, and like we hang out like until my wife comes out home from her real job. But so I get to spend a lot of time with my son, and I'm trying to have as positive an impact as possible.
Okay.
So every day when we go to school, we go through what are the three things you're grateful for. That's how we start our day off every single day.
Yeah.
And at first, like, he didn't want to do it, and then he got good at it.
Right.
And then one day we were driving to school, and he was still a little bit under the weather. And he's just like, I was like, okay, Keegan, like, what are the three things you're grateful for? And he's like,
I love his name.
Like,
yeah.
Thanks, man. He's like, Dada, like, not today. And I was just like, no, I'm like, these are the days where you have to do it. 100%. On the days that you're feeling great, it's easy to think what you're positive for.
100%.
You're feeling down today, what are the three things you're grateful for? And he says, like, you know, well, I'm grateful I'm going to get to go to school because I see my friends. So I miss my friends. So I'm grateful for that. I'm like, that's great. And he's just like, I'm also grateful, like, that I am not as sick as I was yesterday. I feel a lot better than I did yesterday.
Right.
And I was just like, all right. And he's just like, and I'm grateful that I get to go to recess today because I've been stuck in the house all for, like, the last week. So, like, I get to actually go play outside. And I was like, sweet, good. And then he just looked at me in the mirror and he's like, you know what? It's not that bad, is it? And, like, his whole mental just switched around in regards to, like, I don't want to do this. To be like, hey, life is good. And I'm just like, yeah. And he's like, thanks, Dada. I was like, no problem, kid. And then he went to school. And, like, that was, to me, a very teachable moment. And the whole reason, like, you need to focus on the positive aspects during,
absolutely,
like, those downs, right? So,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's a mindset, man.
It is. It's definitely an abundance mentality, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, rather than scarcity.
That's right.
I mean, even with competition,
mm-hmm,
like, I always think, you know, I'm competing against who I was 20 years ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I always wish everyone else well.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, Boucher is like that too. Like,
yeah,
we try to set benchmarks,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm,
we're really looking at where were we yesterday,
yeah,
and where can we go to next year to provide an example of Indigenous business excellence.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I love that, you know, kids anchor us, you know,
yeah,
like, they actually are quite intelligent and in the moment a lot, you know,
right,
like, as grown-ups, we kind of lose sight of that,
yeah,
sometimes.
Some of the questions he asks are unbelievable. But anyways, Tanner's been flashing me, hey,
yeah,
wrap it up, because our show's our time.
Okay, yeah,
so,
100%.
Just like at the last episode, though,
yeah,
everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug, so you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Oh, thanks so much,
yeah,
Elliot. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah,
and,
more than welcome.
I would definitely just say, please, you know, we look forward to joining in on our 25th year of Boucher Strong, you know, so please join us at our celebrations. We've got a lot of great things in store. We came off a really strong 2022, you know, like 0.11 TRIF, throw out some stats here. You know, we're experiencing about 30% year-over-year growth. That's anchored in our strategic plan that has 3 points, you know, like, really being fiscally responsible, diversifying and optimizing our core business.
Yeah.
I think most importantly, this all comes back to making an impact. And that's our vision at Boucher, is to really make an impact in our community and really the nation-building exercise of economic reconciliation as part of TRC. We definitely want to be the leaders in that as well, with people.
There you
so
go.
So I'll leave it there.
Cool. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Big shout out to all our sponsors, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Everybody at home, thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me, and I hope you're having a great day. Peace.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.